Tucker Carlson, Alex Marlowe's Breaking the News of Prescient Work. By Hannah Blow on June 12, 2021. Tucker Carlson described Alex Marlowe's media blockbuster Breaking the News, exposing the establishment media's hidden deals and secret corruption, as a prescient work before closing out a Friday segment with the Breitbart News editor-in-chief, who discussed how the corporate media covered the Chinese coronavirus, making former President Trump out to be the bad guy while protecting corporate business models in China. "Congrats on the book," Carlson told Marlowe. "Prescient, it turned out." During the Friday appearance, Marlowe and Carlson discussed the way the establishment media has covered the pandemic, namely their objective of making Trump the bad guy when it came to coronavirus, not China, or anyone else for that matter, to make it about Trump. "But the more I dug into it, the more I realized it was really about protecting corporate business models in China," Marlowe explained. "We're NBC, it is part of NBC Universal, and does huge business in China, ABC, part of ABC Disney. Huge business in China, Bloomberg, which we got into on your show last time I was here. But also the Silicon Valley tech giants. If they are not in China yet, they want to be in China someday soon. And we've already outsourced so much of our free speech to places like YouTube. Now, we're outsourcing our science to them. We were told that Senator Ron Johnson was kicked off because he defied the World Health Organization, the same World Health Organization that's basically a subsidiary of China, Tucker. Why did Dr. Tedros, a guy who is not a medical doctor, how come he is the most powerful doctor in the world today? Well, he was China's pick, even after he botched the response to a cholera outbreak in Africa. The list goes on and on. You've got to wonder though, is there a point at which it just doesn't work? That everything that's good about America is rooted in free speech, freedom of conscience, free inquiry?" Carlson asked. "If we don't have any of those things, then kind of what's the point?" "That's my feeling as well, which is why it's so good to see independent outlets sprouting up and people taking out on their own and trying to go around these tech censors," Marlowe said. "But as you correctly know, it is not enough just to build your own Twitter. Because these places are monopolies, which is why it's so important that people start using antitrust, thinking about breaking up these companies. But when they are trusting PolitiFact and Mark Zuckerberg with their science and not the actual doctors, we know that the system is broken, and now it's potentially costing lives," he added. Watch. Indeed, Breaking the News, a New York Times bestseller, has blown the lid off the corporate media and its incestuous relationship with the radical left, including their ties to the Chinese Communist Party, as Marlowe recently detailed in a piece highlighting a key portion of his exposé. Perhaps more interesting, though, is that many of the newsrooms and tech platforms that control the vast majority of the flow of information on the pandemic have deep financial ties to China, or would like to have them one day. Take NBC News for example. NBC News is part of the multinational conglomerate and Comcast Universal. Why would NBC News do a big expose on, say, Chinese concentration camps when there is a Universal Studios in Beijing? Or why would NBC make it clear to their readers and viewers that China is the worst human rights abuser on Earth when, say, the latest movie from the Fast and Furious franchise is set to open and Universal is handling the international distribution? Now all of a sudden actor John Cena's groveling to the communist nation makes a lot more sense, I mean sense. Doesn't it? My reporting also confirms that news outlets with even a small amount of access to China are under near constant fear of being thrown out of country, or even disappeared. Breaking the News is available now.